In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Hello.
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 There's an idea that we would like to share with you. This is the idea that in every single experience that you'll ever have, every single experience, no matter whether you even recognize it as experience, whether it is something profound, whether it is something joyful, whether it's something sorrowful, in every experience you will ever have is a gift. And the gift is this understanding of the higher level idea based in love. So in a perception of your reality, you go through a series of events during your life, and in each of these events contains information. From your perspective, you will either look at it from a fear-based, control-based idea, and you will say that is wrong. And in saying it's wrong, you are living in a lower vibrational state of being, and you are aware of your frequency and your range of frequency. In arguing with the thing that's happening to you, you tend to miss the gift that's contained in the experience. However, if you can look at that same experience, even if it's not at the time you're experiencing it, if it's days, weeks, months, years later, if you can look at that experience and see the gift that's inherent in the experience, it will be transcendent. It will bring you to a new awareness of who you are, of how you're operating, of what your consciousness is at that moment. And so you may see yourself on a journey of self-discovery, and at every point in that journey, you have a conscious awareness or a conscious level, a conscious vibration, a consciousness that is either asleep or awake. And in the asleep consciousness, you might tend to believe that you're an individual. You must protect yourself. You're operating as if you're a victim. And you are reactionary. In the awake consciousness, where you are understanding that you are source personified, that you are a being of love, that you are magnificent and eternal, and that you're limitless, from that source consciousness, as you view any experience, you can see the message in that experience, the gift that's there. And the gift is always the gift of expansion. It has the opportunity to expand you from where you are now and where you are intending to go. Not just in your physical reality, not just in your physical life, but in your non-physical life as well. And not just you in that non-physical life, but all that is in the non-physical. So we'd like you to look at things from a broader perspective. From the perspective of the non-physical, this is all one. You are all one. We are all one with you. There is no separation. You are one with source. There is no bad or wrong. There is no really good or right. There only is what is. There only is the platform, the basis of what is. And so from that neutral experience of that idea or that manifestation event, from that neutrality-based point of view, you can look at it from the fear-based perspective and say it's wrong, or from the love-based perspective and say it's right, it's good, it's okay, it's as it is, it's meant to be, it is there for a purpose, it's there for a reason. And as you look at things from the higher perspective, especially yourself, as you look at everything happening for you and not to you, as you understand that this is just a journey of consciousness and a journey of awareness and a journey of awakening, awakening to the power that is inherent within all of you. Not just you as individuals, but you as a collective humanity. And so when you see an experience that happens to someone else, you need not fear that experience happening to you. Because if it does happen to you, it's for you. If it does happen to you, it's part of your journey. But possibly just the witnessing of that experience in someone else is all that's needed for you to transcend your limitations and move beyond those limitations to be, do, and have what you came here to be, do, and have. And that pull that's moving you forward on this current of love is one of great intention. It is one of great power and magnitude. And so if you can ease up and look at everything from the higher perspective, you will ease your resistance and you will go with the flow more often. And as you do, you will come to a new awareness. You will come to a state of awakening. You will come to understand your purpose, your soul's purpose, your power, what you're here to do. You'll notice your talents and attributes coming to the surface. You'll notice more inspiration flowing. You'll take more action. You'll consider yourself worthy of the inspiration and capable of the action. And you will no longer think too far in the future. You will no longer be attached to any outcome. You will no longer be limited by doubt. And you will simply move forward and move forward in ease and grace. And in that is all your power. All your power is in the understanding of the higher perspective of every single event and the gift that those events contain. Whether you perceive them as good events or bad events, they are neither. They are neither good. Seeing them as good, certainly that allows you to maintain your alignment, and we see that as a wonderful thing. But you could even transcend the judgment of good. And you could say, it is not just good, it is not just okay, it's not just seems like a good idea, seems like a good experience, seems like a good event. It's a transcendent event with information contained in that event to bring you to higher levels of awareness. In those higher levels of awareness, you will be acting as the spiritual connected being of source that you are. And this will transcend not only your experience of life, which will make it easier and fun and more exciting and more enjoyable, but the mass consciousness of this planet. And the energy contained in that is so powerful. The energy contained in you being an authentic being of love that you truly are, without the limitation of fear, without the resistance to what is the most powerful possible experience on earth. You have all come here to move into that direction, into your power. And that power does not look like anything you think it does. It's completely unique, and you can't imagine it from where you are. And there's no need to get there. There's no need to do any of these things in order to fulfill some promise. The only things you ever need to do is drop your resistance. Look at the fear. Is it rational or irrational? Find the limiting belief. Solve the intensity of that limiting belief by doing your work, and you will be led to a life beyond your wildest dreams. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who would like to start?
I have a question, Joshua.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Some time ago, I told you about a job in Amsterdam that fell through because that contained too much travel. And at the time, you told me that another job maybe might be waiting for me for a couple of days a week and nice work. And, well, that job appeared. And I was hired. But I was hired just at the start of the corona crisis. So they said, well, you can't start in May. Let's see whether it be possible to start in June. We'll let you know. So, and it's really a nice job. So I was looking forward to it. And then yesterday I got a call from them and they said, well, we're supposed to work from home until the 1st of September and we don't want to string you along. So yeah, well, and they didn't exactly say from we don't want you anymore or we're not going through with it. So I said, well, yeah, that's no one can do anything about it. It's the crisis, but please let me know by the end of August whether you want, you still need me. And they said, okay, but I still have the feeling that I'm not going to hear from them anymore. And now I wonder what is happening. Finally, there's a job I think I like, and it's not going through.
Excellent. What is it about the job that you think you like?
I think I can do it. It's relatively easy work, but nice. I can grow in the job. The woman I'm going to work for, we immediately had a connection.
Excellent.
And on the practical side, public transport is from my door to their door, almost. So,
so everything seems to be lining up perfectly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And from your perspective, the timing doesn't seem to be lining up perfectly.
Yeah.
But everything has lined up perfectly so far. Mm-hmm. And everything in your life has lined up perfectly so far. Yeah. And so you can say to yourself, this was an interesting experience, finding the job, applying for the job, talking to them about the job, and being hired and accepted for the job. And so every part of that experience was wonderful. And so you say, well, what now? What now? Oh, you want to know the future, do you? Well, if you knew the future, then that would cause you to be distracted from any other possibility. Because if you said, well, this job is coming in September, therefore, I couldn't even look at another job, even if I was inspired to, because I know I have this job coming. Mm-hmm. Now, what happens if you wake up tomorrow morning, you do your meditation, and you're inspired to go on some job platform or look at your emails, and someone mentions another job? If you had known for sure that this job was coming, then you would miss the other opportunity. But see, you must be aware that you've expanded from the version of you that accepted that job to the version of you that exists now. And so in that expansion, everything must change, even the things you think you want, only because you cannot know what you truly want. And so we say, be open to this. This is happening for a reason. What's the reason? To give you the possible thought that something else might be around the corner. Maybe this isn't coming. It's nice if it does, but maybe something even better is coming. I'm not in a state of panic or worry. I have everything I need. I don't have to have a job right now. If one comes along, great. This one seemed good, but I can't even imagine one that's even better than this. But the universe can. The universe knows exactly what to bring you at the right time. So the job may or may not have been the thing. The interaction along the path of finding the job, talking about the job, and receiving the job was the experience. And in that experience, you gained a little bit of confidence. Oh, I'm worthy of this job. Oh, I'm still wanted. Oh, I still have value. Oh, I'm still interested. Oh, I still can make connections with people. Oh, how interesting this is. That experience brought you to another level. So you're ready for something else. Something else, whether it's this job or something else. And you don't know which is better. From your perspective, you don't know. You might say, oh, I'd feel just a little bit more secure if I knew that this job was locked in and there was no problems with it, and then I could just go about my life without thinking of anything else. But that's not what you're here to do. You're here to feel secure anyway, knowing the universe will take care of everything you need when you need it to explore whatever you're exploring. So what are you exploring? You're exploring this idea of the perfect amount of contribution, the perfect amount of income, the perfect amount of abundance and security and freedom. The perfect way, a couple days a week still gives you freedom. Couple days a week, still gives money flowing. Couple days a week, still puts in abundance coming in, you see. The perfect scenario for you specifically. You manifested that idea. And so whether it's this job or whether it's something else, this is the idea that you've manifested. And that has come true in your reality. What's next? What's even greater? What's even possibly better than that? You don't know, so be open to it and say, I'm just here existing in the moment, receiving inspiration, and either acting or not acting on that inspiration. I don't have to believe in a future that needs to come. I can be open to all possibilities and all potential. And in that being open with it, then you're just living in this beautiful time between now and the end of July or end of August before you'll know anything about this job. And so you don't have to do anything. You don't have to look for another job. You don't have to worry about this job. You can just do whatever you're inspired to do. And so if all of you could live in this state of I'm valuable, I'm a creator, I'm capable, I'm worthy, I have an idea of what I prefer that is very loose, and I'll play with that idea, I'll let it come and go. I feel secure, I have faith in the universe, and I'm just going to follow my interests. I'm just going to pull at the thread of those interests, and then we'll see what comes. And then I'll deal with it then. That is a perfect state of allowing and alignment. So congratulations.
Thank you. Sounds very exciting. All.
Exactly. Thank you. It should be exciting. Yeah. Very good. Who's next?
I'd like to say that that has been...
Oh, you muted yourself, Stephen.
Okay, I was going to say, I think that has been a desire of mine for 6 years or so, and I'm realizing that desire. I'm living way more, almost, well, I think almost entirely in that way, but it still is something that, you know, on a daily basis, I have to stay in that place, and most of the world sure doesn't understand it, but it has been my desire, so it's really cool to be part of this conversation and to...
Your desire is to what?
To just trust, to be able to just go with the flow.
Well, it seems like that kind of approach to life could not possibly work. Because if you just go with the flow, then how are you going to find a job? How are you going to get money? How are you going to pay your bills? How are you going to manage your romantic relationships? How are you going to get all the things you think you need? Well,
yep, exactly.
The new approach to life says, accept that you're worthy of it all. Accept that you have a certain amount of programming. Accept that you have a certain amount of limiting beliefs. Accept that manifestation events will pop up to show you those limiting beliefs. Accept that you are capable of doing your work. Accept that you are on a journey of exploration and self-discovery. Accept that you're interested in certain things. Accept that you have certain requirements that you will not tolerate less than. Accept that you're never going to be homeless, because that's one of the conditions that you will not tolerate. Accept that you will always have everything that you need. Accept that you will always be provided with what you need to explore, what you're exploring at the time you need to explore, and not more than that, because it would not be... It would not match your belief system. Accept that you're on an evolutionary journey, that you are expanding through experiences. Accept that there's nowhere you need to go. Accept that you cannot fail. Accept that you're perfect as you are now. And so whatever inspiration comes to you now, you can do what you can do for that inspired thought now. And that you do not have to get anything to prove your worthiness so that you can do that thing you're inspired to do, or get enough experience to do that thing that you're inspired to do, or be allowed to do the thing that you're inspired to do. You are either in a state of resistance saying, I'm wrong, they're wrong, and the conditions are wrong, or you're in a state of acceptance saying, I'm right, the condition's right, everyone else is right, and I have faith that I'll be given everything I need. And when it's time to act, I'll act or not. And when you act on inspiration, you'll move a couple steps ahead and you'll be ready for new inspiration. And if you don't act on the inspiration because fear pops up and the fear is a little too much for you to push past, know that something's going to happen to let you find that limiting belief that provokes those fears and the direct intensity of those fears. So that if you do the work, if you receive the gift, if you understand the message contained in the manifestation event, you will be able to receive inspiration again. Maybe different inspiration, because the timing would be different. And you would be a different vibrational version of yourself. So the inspiration might come in another way. But always know, always know for sure that some fear is going to pop up. Now, are you succumbing to fear or are you pushing past fear? And if you realize who you truly are, this being of love, this source being of love that's literally limitless, and that you have a set of pre-birth intentions and are here to discover something new about yourself, and that you're in a journey of self-discovery to become more and more and more authentic, and that you understand that you're worthy of everything that you want, that you might have a difference of opinion between what you think you want and what you truly want, and that you are capable of doing anything that you need to do. Well, that understanding will allow you to ease through a lot of those fears. But first and foremost, you must come to understand yourself from the highest perspective possible, because that is what's going to change everything. That's what's going to create everything. And so we say from now, in this moment right now, if you look around your room and your house and your neighborhood and your city and your town and the world as it is, and you say that I have everything I need right now, and I'll have everything I need in the next moment, in the next moment, in the next day, in the next week, in the next month. And so I can give up this control because I've always had everything I needed. And all that effort and control and struggle really took me on a detour, discovering who I was not, which is fine. But you couldn't be here on this call. You couldn't be in this magnificent group unless you were on the leading edge of thought, here specifically to push the boundaries of what's possible, not to prove your worthiness, you see. Because so many who come here want to use this information to get famous or successful or rich or whatever, to show everyone that this information will lead to these riches and these fortunes and this fame. This information leads to the basic fact that everything is perfect right now, that there are no problems right now, that you have an abundance of everything that you could have possibly want right now, and that the illusion of problems and imperfection is simply a point of focus that attracts a reality that coincides with that point of focus. This is completely different than what the entire society and mankind is set up to believe. They're set up to believe that they must promote control and fear to create status, achievement, success, fortune, fame, what have you. You see, and that will never lead to anything significant. The only thing that's significant is how you feel, how much fun you're having. Are you above that horizon line more and more and more of the time? Do you see yourself and others as more and more spectacular, magnificent, and worthy? Do you see the conditions now as perfect? You see, this is creating a blank slate. If you existed in the old approach to life, like most humans do, completely focused on problems and issues and distractions, your inspiration or urges, what have you, will cause you to want to control that and explore that and focus on that and change that and change things and make things different than they are and prove stuff and validate yourself and prove worthiness and all that. Spinning off into it, out of control, in chaos and disharmony and conflict and suffering. You might find a wealthy, famous, successful, beautiful human that seems to have it all, but inside they're living in a world of chaos, confusion, strife, conflict, bitterness, resentment, fear. On the outside, it looks to the normal human like they've got it all, but they can't feel what the person feels on the inside. So then the outside can't possibly matter, because no matter how they try to control it, they are living in fear and suffering. They may put on a happy face because, of course, they want to control you, how you perceive them.
Yeah.
And so now we go into this other idea, this other direction completely. Nothing outside of you could ever make anything matter, could never define you in any way. The only thing that matters is how you feel. Mm-hmm. And so people looking in at you from your perspective might say, well, he's not doing so well over there. Oh, he doesn't have a job. He doesn't have a wife. He doesn't have money in the bank. He doesn't have all these things. They can't know how you feel, you see. Now, one step further than that, they don't need to know how you feel because they can sense it, you see. And in your calm state of detached joy, detached meaning nothing outside of you can make you feel the joy comes from within, in that calm, pleasant, non-reactionary state of being where you are easy and joyful and calm and introspective and
fun
and full of inspiration, mm-hmm. you will be attractive. Mm-hmm. You will be attractive if you allow it, if you allow mm-hmm. it. And so you might say, as I transition from the old approach to life, as I think more about the new approach to life, I want to take it slowly. I don't want to be dragged by other people into that old approach to life. Because if you're wavering here, if you're wavering with one foot in the old approach to life and one foot in the new approach to life, it's very easy to get dragged into the old approach to life.
Yeah.
Because they will convince you that they're right. And you will have to defend yourself. And defense is not possible in the new approach to life.
You I think I'm will too not, stubborn for that.
You will not need to defend yourself. You will not need to put up boundaries. You are not the victim. You are the creator.
Yeah.
Yet that wobble in your doubt about who you truly are and if this truly works or not will be reflected to you in how other people perceive you or how you perceive they perceive you.
Right. So I'd like to come back to one thing that you said some time ago, and that I really feel that most of what you're saying, I actually am experiencing. You know, yesterday when I was doing my thing, I was really feeling to myself, and I've been experiencing it consistently, that everything is okay in this moment, and it's going to be okay in the next moment, and all that kind of stuff. The only little wobble that comes up, maybe you can help me with, is that sometimes the thought comes to me, the reason that you're able to enjoy what you're doing now, even though, you know, the money isn't, you know, all many things are not the normal state, let's just say. But I have lived a bunch of years before that, and I have developed some sources, I suppose, that are there for me. So it's not like I'm living on the very edge of that cutting knife where there's every moment is being provided for in every moment. And so that's a little... something that goes on in my, there's a wobble there.
Are you saying that the reason you're able to exist now in the state of ease is because you set up finances that take care of you now?
Partly, yeah.
And you think that you set those up?
Yes, exactly. Through the control and struggle and things that you're talking about, yeah.
Yes.
That's how it came to be, right? So go ahead.
Yeah. So you assume that that structure you created. Well, you didn't create any of it. It was always brought to you. Now, the effort and struggle part of this was your choice in all of it.
Okay, thank you.
You see? So you effort and struggled, and you could say, look at what I created through my effort and struggle.
Yeah, that's it right there.
And
yeah.
we would have said to you, imagine what you would create with no effort and struggle. What you can create now with no effort and struggle. Mm. You see, effort and struggle, you could go out in your backyard right now and dig a hole in the ground, fill it with water, and call it a swimming pool, but it's not the same thing, you see. It's not the same thing. It's not the most elegant manifestation. No. So that money or much more, whatever would match exactly how you feel about yourself, could have been created from no effort and no struggle. Yeah. So here you come to where you are with a belief system that I could live on this. I don't need a penny more, nor will I tolerate a penny less. Mm-hmm. And so you are accepting a certain comfort zone, you see. Now, if you said, I could not live on a penny less than $100,000 more per month than that, then you would be inspired to whatever prosperity matched that based on what you could think about yourself. You see, I could not live in that, in this 2,000 square foot house. I could not live in anything less than 10,000 square foot, you see. Now, this is this understanding of who you are. And so you might say, well, you know, I am not that flashy that I need a 10,000 square foot house. I'm more humble and I could live happily in a cottage. I would say this is still a control mechanism. It's still saying to yourself, I'm controlling what I will do because I am accepting that I am less than. And we say, you can literally be, have, and do anything you want. Now, if you say, I need the $10,000 house to prove how worthy I am to the neighbors, well, then you're just off on this inauthentic journey of discovery.
Tricky there, isn't it? Tricky.
If it's complex, it's that complex. It's an understanding that exists at a higher vibration. And as you ascend to that vibration through the work that you're doing and the information you're bringing in, it'll become more simple, more simple. It seems complex from a limited perspective. From the highest perspective, it's the most simple thing in the world. And you've heard Abraham says, it's just as easy to manifest as a button as a mansion or a castle.
Exactly.
But you have a lot of these belief systems that are interacting.
Yeah.
They're woven together and they are, some are under the surface and some are deeper. But knowing above all that you are worthy of literally any experience on the planet, if you decide that this is an experience you'd like to enjoy, then you will be embarking on a journey to that experience in ways that you cannot understand how it could possibly unfold. So I am worthy of the greatest experiences Earth has to offer. I am worthy of the greatest connection to other people that is possible. I am worthy of the most magnificent romantic relationship and love between two people that have ever existed. I am worthy of financial abundance and prosperity. I'm worthy of fabulous success. I'm worthy of adoration. I'm worthy, yet I need none of it. I need none of it because I am on this journey of self-discovery. And if that is on my path, then I will pick it up and enjoy it. Yet I need it not. And this is the state of detachment from that which you think you want. There is a current there bringing you forward and you're either going with that flow or you're resisting it. And so if you could stay in a state of alignment, you would resist less. Yet you want to know what's going to happen as a form of controlling the future. The way you're existing right now, focusing on how you're feeling, finding a way to get into the highest feeling vibration that you can, understanding you're worthy of everything from that blank slate, then you can create whatever comes through you and just be aware of what's coming through you. Because what's coming through you, you have somehow become a vibrational match to that inspiration. You have somehow traveled a path that opened up a belief system that allowed you to receive the information. And you may say, I don't want to get involved because that's full of heartache and sorrow, that journey. And we say you're a different person now. And you can embrace that journey and love every minute of it, not just the end. You can love the beginning. You can love the first part. You can love the middle. You can love the next stage. And you can love as you go along. And then when it's over, you can go on to the next thing, the higher, the higher, the higher. Always think about your interests. Always think about your passions. Always focus on that. And let those things flow. They should be flowing on like an open faucet all the time, flowing, flowing, flowing. And you might get to a place where you say, I have so many ideas. I couldn't possibly act on all of them.
I had that happen to me the other day.
Do what you can do, because that will lead to something else. It will lead you to, through an experience, to an elevated position where you're receptive to something else, something else, something else, something else, something else. No rush, no rush at all. Just that excitement of what's next, what's next, what's next. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Who's next?
Joshua?
Yes.
I have a question about something that you just commented on in this conversation about not tolerating like homelessness, for example. So how is it that you can be this like being of unconditional acceptance, but yet not tolerate something?
We will say that the word tolerate could be a better word. And from your human perspective, you will tolerate or not tolerate certain experiences. From the non-physical perspective, you will accept or need or not need certain experiences. Now, if you were in a position where you were going to go into homelessness, you specifically, you would do everything kicking and screaming not to go in that. And you would do things you said you would never do, like get some job you would never take, or move back home, or move in with some friend you would never move in with, you see. You would effort and struggle your way out of that experience. It would be something that is not for you, so it could not come to you. And so you would be inspired, but even if you were in great fear, you still wouldn't go down that path, you see. So imagine this. Imagine you're in a state of fear. And in the state of fear, you fear that you're going to lose your job. And you fear that everything you do is being criticized and judged. And you cannot get out of that feeling, that negative feeling that you have while you're at work. And so every boss's comment, every coworker's comment, every customer's comment, it seems like they're judging you or telling you you're wrong or telling you you're bad or telling you you're unworthy or telling you that you're not doing well. And so you can't handle that. And so you, instead of being fired, you quit that job. And now you're in a state where you have no income, also in fear. If at that state you could come to a state of alignment, you would receive inspiration that would lead you towards all the experiences you came here to experience, the truly magnificent, great, wonderful, joy-based experiences, you see. But in a state of fear, you can't hear that inspiration. Mm-hmm. But you will be receptive to urges to change the conditions. Mm-hmm. And so you will go through the classifieds and you will knock on doors and you will talk to friends about have they heard any jobs. And in that state of fear, you will find another job that will, from a place of fear, will also cause you to feel like you're being judged every moment. Until you go through enough experiences and find enough limiting beliefs and get a new perspective that says that I should be doing something I love. And then you find something you love to do. And now you're existing in the state of something you're loving doing. And all of a sudden, you're not getting criticized. All of a sudden, you're listening to people tell you how to do things because you're interested in what you're doing. And you're not now putting your worthiness on the line and saying, they should treat me better because I'm feeling like they feel unworthy in their eyes, you see, because you're unworthy in their eyes. Now you find something you love and you let that go. Because you're so fascinated by what you're doing and you want to learn more that you're feeding information and you're really enjoying and you're really learning. And so now your worthiness isn't part of this. And so you now excel at this. And naturally, you will attract as much money to you as defined by your idea of your own worthiness. Now, imagine this. You could be so fascinated with this subject and so interested in it and getting so many ideas and coming up with so new innovations for the subject they're interested in. And people are like in awe of you and still you're paid nothing for some reason. And everyone says, it's so weird. It's so weird. She's not making that much money. She's so amazing at this. But for you, right? It is perfectly aligned with how you see yourself. So now, imagine that you are ultimately worthy. You are as worthy, but not more worthy than all other humans on earth, equal to all of it. Your birthright is worthiness, and you know it. And then you follow the thread of that which you're interested in, whatever that is, without a doubt in your mind that that will lead to something, but you know not what it is. You need know not what it is, and you do not need to derive your security from that. You are worthy, you are taken care of, you are supported by a loving universe, you are a being of love existing in a platform based in love. And this is a platform of self-discovery. And so you may have experienced lack at some point in your life, and you said, I do not prefer lack. And so you get to this point now, and you say, well, what do I prefer? I prefer feeling good, understanding my worthiness, and perceiving the universe as it is, listening to my emotions, guiding me through each experience, expanding along the way, and pulling at the thread of what interests me. So what interests you?
Doing this kind of work.
This kind of work interests you. And mm-hmm. So you're pulling at the thread of it, and you're engaged in it, and you're participating. And you have some doubts. So possibly you're not telling everyone. Possibly you might mention to someone who says you're crazy. Those are the wobble within your interest and passion, telling mm-hmm. you that this is how you see yourself. If you saw yourself as worthy, there'd be no wobble. And you could talk to it with anyone, you see. And mm-hmm. this would lead you to some other idea, or to some other reading, or to some past video that no one's hasn't listened to in 5 years, or whatever it is, or leading you to meet new people, leading you to interact more, leading you to have ideas to post things on Facebook, or make your own videos, or write your own thoughts, you see. That is where this is leading you. And as you maintain your fascination, while also maintaining your idea of your own worthiness, then you're going along the flow, and then money will just come in enough to allow you to do what you need to do. It'll just mm-hmm. come in. It'll come in. And as you decide, I can do two things. I can explore this and learn about this interesting new approach to life right now and interact with these people. And possibly too, I can get a job. And in that job, you will be exploring the same thing you're exploring now, but you'll be putting it into practice, you see. The mm-hmm. exploration of the subject of your interest can be had anywhere and is to be had mm-hmm. wherever you are. It's not separate. Mm-hmm. And so yeah. you get a job and you find someone there who's also interested in this, but isn't as up to speed as you. And so you feed her little ideas. And when she's having a manifestation event, you talk her through it. And she suddenly becomes amazed at this and looks at you like, who is this phenomenal being that knows all this information? And you get an awareness now that you're not just this individual, that you have this power to influence, you see. And then you get to practice with that power of influence until you come to see yourself as a teacher in the family of teachers, one of the things you came here to explore. See, and mm-hmm. that awakens new ideas, because now you're on you've expanded to a new elevation. Your vibration is higher. And so now new ideas come forth. Now new people come to you. Now new conditions surround you. All so that you can play with this idea. First from the position of a student, then from a position of a teacher, then from a position possibly of an expert, or any step along the way.
Well, and I think I also want to touch more on the idea of like choosing something to be in your reality versus not, like putting your focus upon.
Do not worry about avoiding okay. any experience.
Okay.
If it's for you, it's for you. If it's not for you, it'll never come. So why mm-hmm. waste all the time worrying about that? Why mm-hmm. take yourself out of alignment worrying about that?
Hmm. Well, I guess I listened to a Bashar clip recently about that, you know, there's so many things in our reality but whatever we focus upon is what we can bring into our reality. It's a matter of what you prefer.
It's not as if you're bringing it in mm-hmm. as something bad. Imagine that you focus on something you did not want. Mm-hmm. And an event happened. What would you call that event?
A manifestation event.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. are manifestation events good or bad?
Whatever meaning we put upon it, right?
But is the event itself beneficial or not?
Beneficial.
It's a gift. Mm-hmm. So you're actually receiving a gift. Hmm. Now, you could look at it from a limited perspective. and say, this should not have happened. But you're receiving a gift either way. And the gift is the opportunity to find a limiting belief, process that limiting belief, expand through that experience, come to a new elevated vibrational level, and see everything from a new perspective, and reduce the intensity of that belief that's been limiting you from moving along your path of self-discovery, your true inspired path, you see. So for you to become a vibrational match to everything you want, you'll have to travel this journey of expansion, because the version of you exists now is at this level. And the version of you that will exist when everything you want comes to you will be at this level. So how do you get from here to here? Through a series of events. And each of those events will alter or allow you to alter a limiting belief or allow you to enhance a beneficial belief, you see. So you have a series of events. Let's say you have a year-long journey. And in that year-long journey, we'll just say you have 700 events. Just some silly number. You have 700 events. Part of those events will be wonderful. You'll have fun. You'll do incredible things. You'll start new projects. You'll enjoy yourself. You'll meet new people. And some of them will be what you call negative. And those events will only be called negative because there's an existing limiting belief within you. That limiting belief causes you to call that negative. Without the limiting belief, you could not see that thing as wrong or bad. And so you want to know where your limiting beliefs are, and you want to know them in the proper order. And so the universe has designed this perfect system. The system is the manifestation event that you attract because your soul's purpose, if it is to come forward, you'll have to become a vibrational match to that. And in doing that, you'll have to process these limiting beliefs. Which limiting belief to process? Whatever happens today. That event, that gift that comes today is unwrapped when you look at a limiting belief that that specific manifestation event points to with a specific name of the emotion. Is the emotion annoyance? Is it frustration? Is it jealousy? Is it envy? Is it, name it. And that name of that emotion points to a limiting belief. Now, how do you figure out what the limiting belief is? Your inner self will tell you. You don't have to do anything. You say, the limiting belief is, fill in the blank. Okay, look at that limiting belief. Is that true? Where's the evidence? Where's the evidence to prove it's false? There's lots of evidence. I can write it down and prove it's false, you see. So the system is elegant and perfect. And so if you think something's wrong or bad, well, in that thought, that very first thought that something's wrong or bad, that you don't want to experience it, you have an opportunity here. You can say, okay, why don't I want to experience that? Okay, because that's not what I'm here for. Or because I'm afraid of this thing. Okay, well, let's imagine that it's a love-based idea that's here to help certain people. And if it comes to me, then it's for me in some way. So I will let it go and see it as a good thing. I will see this coronavirus, COVID-19, as a being of love, here to spread love through humanity in order to allow them to see what is truly essential in their lives and to be introspective for a period of time, maybe to have time to follow their passions, interests, to reconsider their health, their relationships, and where their passions exist, to examine how they were approaching life and to see if that was working for them. Did they really enjoy that job? Did they really enjoy that marriage? Did they really, are they really living life? Are they really enjoying their body? Or are they resisting every step of it because they think they need something that these things provide? This, you can look at it and say, oh, I hope I don't get this coronavirus. And we say, if you got it, it'd be the best thing that ever happened. If it comes to you, it's always for you. And you will know that after a period of time. And if it's happening to you now, you can look at it from the higher perspective. And if you can do that, you'll ease your resistance to what is happening. And this will allow you to float through your life, float in joy, float in no suffering. Truly the end to suffering. We promise you, this is the end to any suffering.
Okay, thank you.
Excellent. Magnificent question. Who's next?
I have a question.
Yes.
This is the kind of the part two of a conversation that I had with Gary the other day. So somebody is wanting me to teach another class from this online school. He asked me for a topic and I gave it to him. And then he answered back with a different topic, a full description, and basically said, that's actually the class you're going to teach. To which I said, okay, Matt, so my first instinct was like, well, that sucks. And then my one was like, well, okay, be open to it. Maybe it'll be great. And so I went, sounds good. As I'm thinking about it, I'm going, I really don't like this, this way that I'm being told what to do. So I told him, I think I'm going to cancel the class on Saturday. And he's just written back like, oh, can't you just do a little bit of it or something like that? Anyway.
Excellent. What did he want you to teach?
He wants me to teach, basically the exact same thing I taught for them last week.
Excellent.
About an open heart.
Excellent. Is this idea of an open heart based in love or based in fear?
Well, I feel like it's based in fear because he's changed the topic based on the rest of the classes in his schedule. So,
but is the topic of an open heart?
Oh,
those three words.
Based in love.
Based in love. And you are a being based in love.
Mm-hmm.
However, you are a being who has come to explore freedom and limitation.
Mm-hmm.
We could say control and acceptance.
Yeah.
We could say submissiveness and domination. And so when it's your idea, you perceive that you have the control. You receive the idea. This is, and because you say it's your idea, you are excited about the idea. But inspiration can come from many sources. And if it's coming to you, it's for you. You might say, if this came to me from someone I really admired, and I absolutely love this person, then I would be thrilled to explore that topic. But because it's coming from some person you say is a little shady, a little weird, a little annoying, that's not inspiration. But if it's coming to you, it's for you. And so if it couldn't come to you directly because there were some limiting beliefs in the way, and you would discount it if it came to you directly, it must come to you from some other platform. If it came to you from someone you admired and loved, well, then you would try to make it something to make them happy because you put them on a little pedestal. If it comes from someone who's on a lower pedestal, you can be free to do whatever you want and let it flow. And this is an amazing thing. You don't have to make it what he wants. You can just take that three words, put it at the top, and let it flow. Let it flow. And let it flow. And all your experiences, all your past experiences over the last 2 years are coming to this one idea.
I guess I feel a little limited in, so I just think about this thing that Gary said, or that Joshua said last year. I think that, you know, some of you could stand to say yes more often. Some of you could stand to say no more often. And I always feel like I say yes most of the time, which is why that was my initial reaction. Yes. Okay. What's the big deal?
You're saying yes from a place of love. You're saying yes from a place of possibility and potential. You're saying yes in these things. You're not saying yes to get someone to like you. You're not saying yes to be agreeable and to avoid conflict. You're saying yes because you're open to exploring who you are as a spiritual leader and teacher. And the universe wants you to explore that. Your inner self wants to explore that. You want to explore that. And you're saying no because it's not exactly how you think it should be. And you are putting up a defense because your idea was not accepted. Because if they accepted your idea, you would be there Saturday.
Yeah.
You see? But this isn't the idea right now. The idea is to explore this new idea. And we would say this new idea is spectacular. And it's going to be a completely original to you. And you're just tugging at the threads of this. And so the more you play with this idea as a teacher, not as a student of someone else, but as from this perspective that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they get it or not. It doesn't matter. Who cares? I have nothing to lose. You see, if you were paid $100,000, and if you were to do it for someone who you totally loved and respected, you would be completely worried about it, and you'd make it perfect, and you'd have to be in a confine of what you would consider acceptable. Now you can be free to say anything because they probably won't understand it anyway. You see. And then this will lead to some other idea. Okay. And it will lead to your ability to create from pure inspiration, intuition, and clairvoyance and clarity, something that has never been created before, and only you can do it.
Okay. Thank you.
So leap in. Excellent. We have time for one last quick question. Who's got it?
May I?
Sure.
I've been relating one of my, like in the homework for quite some time. It's been this ongoing renewed affirmation of meaningful relating meaningfully, you know, meaningful relationships. And we have a meditation for that, right? And everything. And someone's come in who like it's relating so deeply, but it's like, it relates so truthfully, like they're also a channel, and the manifestation events are so vast and happening so much and so quickly, I feel like my physical body cannot handle it at times. like just getting diced up and cut up at like the base, and it's fucking crazy. And I want to know if I'm nuts.
Are you attached to an outcome?
I suppose I could say the outcome that I kept asking for was to have meaningful relationships. So there's kind of some attachment there.
But what is causing the suffering in this?
I respected like the last question a lot because it was different but similar in that I'm like, okay, I want to allow the universe to guide this in its own divine timing. And it feels at times where it's like, I need you, like there felt like this pressure of you should be doing this more like faster. Like you need to get to where like, yeah, like I see the world or that. And I'm just going like, wow, that's a lot of pressure. Like, you know, at times I feel like I'm like, having to do that just in order to continue to relate. And
you are acquiescing in order to maintain a relationship. But what you're really doing is trying to placate their fear. So if someone asks you to do something and is intense with emotion and saying that you're not doing it fast enough or you're doing it wrong, they're trying to control you. And that control is always coming from an urge based in fear. They have this idea of an outcome. And they think that you are the thing that's standing in the way of that outcome. And so in order for them to get the outcome they think they want, you must comply. And for you to maintain the relationship, you believe you must comply because the negative emotion that you're feeling is the feeling that you're disappointing them. Now, who are you truly?
Lately, I have no idea.
You are truly Source itself personified. So imagine that Source came down and sat next to you. This big, bright, shiny yellow Buddha sitting next to you, just glowing. Not really physical, not really non-physical. You can see it, you can touch it, you can talk to it. And that is representing you. And so now hear the comments coming from the other person to this Source version of you. And the Source version of you turns your head to look at the person. And what is the feeling expressed by the Source version of you?
Just be.
Pure love and acceptance. Just be.
Yeah, just be.
You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. You only have to do what makes you feel good. And
yeah, because
efforting and struggling to get them to see you as good has never and will never work. And when you comply out of fear that they will not continue to express their love, then you are just being who you're not. You're just being inauthentic. You're not being a being of love. You're just acting out of fear. And all the actions taken out of fear, well, they're just going to lead to confusion and conflict and heartache and suffering and expended energy that gets nowhere. You see? When you are ready and right and have come to terms with whatever you need to do, you'll do it. It'll be easy. Like that, everything will line up. Everything will line up. Everything will line up for you and for them as well.
Well, there's certainly been an oscillation between that to where it's like complete bliss, where it's like I am a cosmic being, like, and it's just this complete unity into the oneness, and like we are Adam and Eve, kind of like the only two, you know, yes, kind of thing. And then there's like, yeah, all, you know.
But you must come to accept other people's fears. Now, if you were the Source being, the Buddha being, the yellow being of light, they would say one word and you would look at them with such love that they would know in their soul that everything was okay. And they would never come to you again because you would not be a vibrational match to any of their wobble, any of their fear. You see? You see how it's coming to you so that you can understand that you do not need to be any different than you are ever for people to like, love, and respect you. Ever. And you are not here to get their respect, their love. You're not here to get their appreciation. You're not here to get anything from them. This transactional nature where you say, I will be there for you, therefore you must be there for me. I will love you, therefore you must love me. I will do this for you. It doesn't work. It's based in the old approach to life. It's based in fear. The only thing you can do is say, I will be there for you. I will express my love for you. I will accept you.
And whenever I want to.
Well, you will do it always, right? You will always want to. Them complaining or arguing or causing conflict does not make you waver in your love and acceptance of them. You
right,
maintain
I feel that.
Them.
And I definitely feel that love, that acceptance will always be there, and I will be there to support it. But there's like, then there's requests for like the physical part of it. And it's like, wow, like this starts eating up like every minute of my time.
It could only eat up because you're being the physical version of you and not the Source version of you. You think that you have to do something in order to make them appreciate you. The Source version of you would simply exist in a state of love. And if they were in fear and asked the Source version of you to do something, the Source version of you would know, I can do what I can do. And the time it takes is the time it takes. And it will all work out perfectly. And I see that. And I also understand that you can't see that. And I understand that you think you know what you want, but I know what I truly want. And what I truly want is to express my love to you, to accept the conditions as they are, to accept myself as I am, and not need to do anything out of fear or control, but only to receive inspiration. And I can act on that inspiration. When I act on that inspiration, it will lead to benefit for all. But when I act on an urge, because you are asking me to do something that I cannot do or don't want to do or whatever it is, and I only do it to get you to appreciate me or like me or love me or respect me or keep me in your life, then I'm efforting and struggling, and it's never going to end up beneficial. It will never end up beneficial. And so your great need to be a certain way so that people will like you or love you or respect you is being the inauthentic version of you that is distracting them from who you truly are. Because who you truly are is that Buddha being next to you. And all your power, all your influence, all your joy, all your satisfaction in life is in being that being and in not being a representation of something you think people will like. You see? It's an interesting thing to be as authentic as you are and yet still be on a journey towards true authenticity. You are not common in Western culture. Your beliefs are not all of you are this way. You are not common in how you look. You are not common in how you carry yourself. You've never been common. And to try to fit in to all this, even as abstract as that is still trying to fit in to a perception you think you should hold of yourself, is simply a limited version of you. And as you're moving along here, you are going to become more authentic. And in that authenticity, you're going to realize your true power, your true magnificence, your true abilities, your true talents and superpowers. You're going to see them unfold so quickly. But until you get over this needing people to see you in a certain way, so that they like, love, and respect you. Until you get over that insecurity about who you truly are, you will be faced with this reaction from outside people. See yourself as that Buddha being who you truly are and not as the physical representation of what you're trying to be in your persona. This is true for all of you. As you do that, as you let go the ego, let go the persona, open your belief systems, open your understanding of your own worthiness, then you'll be guided exactly what to do at the right time. And everything will start to line up. And we mean everything will start to line up. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom. Health, relationships on all levels, your passion, interests, financial abundance, experiences that you could never have imagined having. Ideas that you could never imagine having. All of these things will start to flood into your experience. You have adopted limiting beliefs. A lot of those limiting beliefs are strong, but consistent work will ease the fear that's triggered by those limiting beliefs. And as you do that, you'll push past more and more fear, act on more inspiration. You will show up as the power that you are. Letting things happen, letting things happen, letting things happen. No effort, no effort, just joy, just fun. The things you think you don't want to do now that are hard to do now will be so easy, will be so easy. You'll just sit down and do them. You'll sit down and be so effective you cannot believe it. But you have to have traveled this journey that you're on to get where you are now. That journey that you've traveled is very important. Don't discount it. None of it was wrong. It was all perfect and all unique. And you went through it with all those experiences to where you are now. And so from this point right now, it's all a matter of understanding yourself from the higher perspective and whittling away those limiting beliefs. You whittle away the limiting beliefs, and then the flood of inspiration happens. The reason the flood of inspiration is not happening as it will happen is because the limiting beliefs knock it out of the way before it can ever get into your consciousness. you're on a journey. You're all on this journey. You're all moving along, and you're all either resisting or going with the flow. The resistance comes from choosing a limited perspective. They're wrong. They should not be this way. Soon you will change that. You will change that and say, hold on, why did I think they were wrong? Why did I think they're wrong for what they're asking me to do? Let me look at it now. Okay, I can see it. They're just in fear. They're just in fear. They're acting on urges. That's all they're doing. I can see it with such clarity now. I do not have to react to any of it. I don't have to react. I can be non-reactive. I can come back into alignment, and then I can receive inspiration that will take me to the next level of my incarnation. We are so thrilled to have this opportunity with you. You are all doing amazing. You couldn't be better. It's absolutely wonderful to see where all of you are going. We can't wait to see you again. And with that, we are complete.
It's been a beautiful conversation.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, everybody. Thanks for the wonderful questions. Bye, you guys.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you'd like to find us on Facebook, we have a private group just for Joshua listeners. It's called The Friends of Joshua. So just search that in Facebook and ask to join, and we'll add you. Also, if you'd like to help us spread Joshua's teachings, the very best way you can do that is to leave a review wherever you listen to this podcast. Also, if you can subscribe to the podcast, that would help a lot. We're ranking higher and higher each week as we go forward. And this is really how people find us. So thanks for everything you do, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.